Okay, this morning I'm going to read a word of prophecy. It was on 6/11/23. I've been asking the Lord, I said, what do you want me out of me? You said your grace would be sufficient. Why has it been so ramped up? Well, this morning he said, well, I told you. So I'm going to read it to you about it. It's called Help is on the Way. Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is, what day is it? 7/2/23, but this was 6/11/23. As the time draws near for the Foundation and Cornerstone series to air, the apostle will begin to be heard throughout the Permian Basin. It started this morning. Let the churches of the Permian Basin hear what the Spirit is saying. You've recently felt like you were in your Alamo moment. I've said to you that I will not let you fall or fail. At the Alamo, there was no help, but for you, I said I would send people alongside to help you. We've been hearing that since 1994. We didn't understand. It doesn't necessarily mean their presence. It means their prayer cover, you know. As your training comes to an end and as you begin to step up, you will have the help that you will need to succeed. Those that are coming will come as a result of what they are hearing. There are those that I will raise up out of this apostolic, there'll be apostolic pastors. They will get on board with the plan for the Permian Basin. Instead of church pastors just being over churches and they're doing their own thing as they see fit, it will be a team that will do accomplish what God wants accomplished in the Permian Basin. Yeah. As I'm writing this, I'm not sure if we will meet these people or if they will only be a spiritual connection like the apostolic team in Las Vegas. Mike and C.K. Thompson, she's a prophet and he is an apostle prophet. And God has given this specifically a territory. He even had a vision taken to heaven, you know, covering Las Vegas. They have one of the biggest witches' covens in the world right there in Las Vegas. So we hold up their arms. In Vietnam, when the soldiers were pinned down and had no way out, they would signal headquarters. Headquarters would send in aircraft to drop napalm to take out the enemy so that the cause could be advanced. This is how the extension of your team will begin. First, with apostolic headship, the fellowships will get in order and stay that way. The apostle will receive the warfare plans from the Holy Spirit, and the intercessors will be the napalm. I get the sense here that the hardship, the Alamo moment, will ease up because of the addition of intercessors to the team, which I've heard that just reading after other apostles, that they had 20 or 30 intercessors, prophets, and intercessors on their team. And when they had them praying for them, it was pretty easy for them. But when they weren't there, it was pretty rough. Well, all we've known is the rough. This reinforcement will help you and your team to do good warfare, and there will be no casualties. People have died. Don't think for a minute they haven't. There has been distress because so many in the forefront are not rightly discerning the times. I said through my prophet, Tony Cook, that I would start to take the old guard home. They will die off and go to their reward. Those that are left behind and have risen under them will have a choice to make. It will be their choice to put on the new wineskin and get involved in my plan. Only they will have to make the decision to receive the new wine. This is why the rising up of my apostles and prophets is so important. They are here to help. They're here to bring sound doctrine. Those that choose doctrines of men will not be able to move forward, even though they be rising upward in their ministries at this point. They look like they're at the top of their game. Take heart, for I know it has seemed that very few are hearing. They are still running on the old guard wavelength, but some will hear what the Spirit is saying and change in the twinkling of an eye. Those that have a true heart, in fact, this is what I see in this. they'll be listening and they'll go, that's it. That's that word that I needed to hear that I've been waiting on to hear for years. There's my connection. The train is moving by and I'm connecting my car to that train. Those that have a true heart after me and are hearing my voice will get it and get in line with my plan. Don't be surprised at who you see that will and who you see that won't. I won't be surprised, I don't think. But anyway, there is nothing that I have shown you in all these years that cannot be seen in my word. The apostles are a stickler for my word. It must be substantiated in my word. In other words, you know, whatever you're hearing, it's going to be substantiated in this incomplete word that they've messed with and taken everything out of it that's any good. I say that sarcastically. You have noticed that I'm beginning to inch you out a little at a time. The time of seclusion is coming to an end. The end game is here for the old system. It is a little unsettling for you, but eventually you will leave this season behind and on reflect on it from time to time. You will realize, just like the footprints in the sand poem, you will see that just how much I carried you. There is nothing to fear going forward. No matter what the fearmongers say, your best days are ahead of you. They will be glorious days. The boredom that you have been feeling is all part of this leaving behind and moving forward. You're going to finally come into what you've been called your whole life for. You'll be like a pig in the mud. The transition from one season to another. When I came, I taught the new season that was coming. Some heard, some didn't. What did I do though to further the work? I sent in my apostles to establish the new season, my church. Never feel bad because it has seemed that so few have heard and come on board. Just because they didn't hear does not mean the message is not valid and will not come to pass. I can assure you that it will come to pass. Just keep moving with me in my spirit and don't think about who does what. This is my part. So that's what's been wrong with the church now. You're analyzing everybody. If they don't do it like you, they're wrong. Well, no, they're just a different part. As you do this, I will be able to maneuver you just where I want you to be. Always follow the Spirit, for this is the only way I navigate. Only way. Many have gone this way before you. You know who they are. You've read about them in the Faith Hall of Fame. They all had their season of training, and they all came out to accomplish my plan for them. Many have had the opportunity to be a part of what I'm doing, but they refused. You can see with your eyes how their path took a turn after they refused my will for them. Just because they refused to believe and get involved does not mean that the plan is wrong. It just means they didn't have ears to hear, or that it is not true. My message was true and still is, but people have the right to choose which way they will go. It was not that you did anything wrong. They just chose wrong. I will do everything that I told you I would do. If it has not happened, it is because it isn't the time yet. It is on my time, not yours. Because you have been faithful to me, I will be faithful to you. Blessed are they that don't see and yet continue to believe. The kingdom of darkness has infiltrated the church. It has set up its order and government, not mine. They are silenced. They have silenced my army and my generals. They are the apostles and prophets that operate from me, the cornerstone. The church, the uncompromised, had to go underground, under the radar, in secret, but they are alive and well and getting ready to step up. The organized corporation, Babylonian church, will be ashes. But my church, the one that hears my voice, will rise up out of the ashes of the compromised church. Yes, beauty for ashes. What remains cannot be saved. I've told my people to come out of it. He didn't say try to redo it. He said come out of it, the Babylonian church. Revelation 18:4, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. You know, the Christians that got the vax. Fits, doesn't it? The spirit of inclusiveness has infiltrated the whole earth. Do not be partakers of their sin. My body walks in love, but with that love comes repentance of sin. I provide a way out, excluding sin, not including it. So many believe that love is the inclusive of all is inclusive of all evil. I think I told this last time. We bought a package of paper towels and didn't realize it until I got home. It had that inclusive agenda stuff on it. And so we had some problems with our commode, so I used it to mop up all of that. It made me feel better. I included them in the crap. The very place they need to be. All right, the very ones that demand this do not include my blood bought. Who's inclusive now or exclusive? It is not my people that are excluding anyone. I've included all that receive me through my blood for forgiveness of sins. This is an evil agenda, and all who buy it are nothing but the children of the evil one. Big Pharma is a deep state antichrist agenda. It is meant to make you sick, keep you sick, and lead to death and poverty. Like the little lady with the issue of blood. She had spent all she had on the physicians and was no better, but rather grew worse. The robbery is meant to keep you ensnared from birth till death. The love of money is the root of all evil. They trick and deceive through fear to get you. By sorcery and witchcraft, they have done their dirty deeds. The health industry pertaining to diet and exercise is just another head on the same snake. They're all counterfeit forms of godliness with no power. The suicide among gays and transgenders is great. They are the victims of Big Pharma. Have compassion for them and pray for them. Offer them salvation as the Spirit leads, for they have been enchanted by the devil's schemes. It is for them that I was crucified and died and rose again. I did it so that all could no longer be conformed to Satan's system, but conformed to mine. So keep that in mind as we go forward as this series airs. So far, we're over a year into the series already. I think it's closer to a year and a half. Okay. Go ahead and...